This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's been a bit dry in California this year. All right, it's been parched, honestly, and that's being polite. It's been warm, too. The Napa Valley saw record highs up around 115 degrees, which is a little bit more than halfway to boiling, right? And you know what doesn't taste real great if it's been boiled? Wine. Avery Helens, the winemaker at Lark Mead Vineyard in Calistoga. That's up in Napa. Avery, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
So you heard the setup that that climate change is sort of changing, literally, not sort of, it's literally changing your industry. Tell me what you are seeing on the ground versus, you know, I don't know, like 3-4 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you've been in the Valley for the last 5 years, you certainly are identifying that this is not just climate change, but definitely climate crisis. Just this year alone, we've clocked in at about 120 degrees a couple of weeks ago. So higher warms, natural wildfires happening, and very, very little rain.
What does that do to your product, right? Because, I mean, the little I know about wine, I'm a beer guy, but the little I know about wine, it's all about temperature, sunshine, and the earth, the terroir, right? What is that doing to your product?
Cabernet Sauvignon is kind of the wheelhouse of the Napa Valley, and they're pretty resilient vines, but not when it gets to these high extremes. So what you're going to see in the future is lower color in our finished wine, lower acid coming in on chemistry, and will just affect the ripening days overall.
Is that going to make a bottle of Lark Mead Cabernet like more expensive for me?
I hope not.
So do I, you know. But.
We are currently, Lark Mead's pretty unique in this, is that we're pretty in tune with climate change here, and we've been planning for this for a while. We've planted 3 acres worth of different varieties that are grown in hotter climates in the Napa Valley. So pulling from the Mediterranean area, we've got Triga Nacional from Portugal. From South Africa, we've even planted a white, Chenin Blanc. So what we're hoping to do is have some blending components in the future for things that Cabernet might lack.
As talented a winemaker as you are, though, Avery, this is not entirely in your control, right? Might there come a day when you say, you know what, this is what Lark Mead Cabs taste like now?
I mean, certainly if you sign up to be a winemaker or work in any type of agriculture, you don't pretend that anything is in your control. So in addition to planting these other varieties, we're attempting to farm a little bit differently. We are using something called shade cloth for preventing kind of sunburn. And we've also installed some sprinklers or mister systems that go above the vines. And just like you sitting on the patio, right, we can kind of cool the grapes down immediately.
Right. I get that you're the winemaker, not the chief financial officer at the winery. but obviously, this is an expense, right? This is an input expense to the eventual cost of a bottle of Lark Mead Cab, right?
We're pretty fortunate that we've been family-owned for over 125 years. I think if we were working for a corporation and we didn't have that kind of love and attention that comes with a family-owned company, they probably wouldn't be willing to make these huge financial investments. But certainly, yeah, they are.
Yeah. I'm sure you're familiar, and a lot of people are probably familiar with, you know, sort of the arc of history of the Napa Valley on the global wine scene, right? In the 60s and 70s, it kind of explodes and everybody goes, oh my God, they can make wine in California, and the French get all, you know, insulted or whatever. And I just, I wonder, apologies to my French friends. I wonder if, well, this is kind of a sad question, but I kind of have to ask it. I wonder if it's a little sad for you that maybe the moment in the sun for Napa Valley is time limited because of the way the climate is changing.
I mean, don't give up on us yet, Kai.
I won't.
We've got a lot of potential
for
the future.
All right.
This is kind of a 20-year conversation. So will we be able to farm in the same way? Probably not. But I think there's a lot of potential to kind of educate ourselves, experiment with new practices, new varieties, and hopefully prolong the Napa Valley.
I'm rooting for you. I really am. Avery Helens, a winemaker at Lark Mead Vineyards up in Calistoga in the Napa Valley. Avery, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.